Hey guys, what's up? We are back with another video. Once again, we are here to do another college football prediction. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button down below. We're closing in on 1,000 subscribers as of this recording. We are 32 away. 32 away, guys. Hit that subscribe button. Help me out. Like this video if you enjoy it. Comment your thoughts and opinions down below. We haven't been getting too many comments. Michigan, I am sure there will be plenty of you out in that fan base that are more than happy to argue with a Notre Dame fan as myself. But we will get into the video in just a minute. But real quick, make sure that you check out the website for exclusive content on there, as well as the exclusive content with my YouTube channel, College Football Roundup. That includes American Football Network, my friend. And then also make sure you check out the Patreon page if you'd like to support the channel. All links will be in the description. Oh, also check out the podcast where some content will be on there, as well as audio versions of all of these college football predictions. So let's make our way over to the schedule. So as we make our way over to the schedule, Michigan is known for one of the weakest schedules this year in all of college football. Really, it is one of the weakest schedules I have ever seen from a reigning playoff team, though much is to be said as well about the weak schedule for Georgia. I think that Michigan's is a little bit weaker, but either way, I don't think we need to stress that point, because I think both of these teams, whether they have weak or easy schedules, are extremely good teams, and they deserve to be in the spots that they were at last year. And that is as much positive talk as you'll get out of a Notre Dame fan about Michigan. So Michigan starts off against East Carolina. Like I said, friends with American Football Network. He's a closeted East Carolina Pirates fan. Sorry, but this is going to be a beatdown. The Wolverines welcoming East Carolina. If it was App State, if it was the other North Carolina team, it may be a battle. But in all seriousness, I think that Michigan should run them over with J.J. McCarthy coming back at quarterback. That gives them experience there. But more importantly is a solid offensive line and a running back core led by maybe the best running back in the country. I would argue he is. And his running mate in Donovan Edwards, who may be a top 10 back by the end of the year, if not even top. Like, I really like Donovan Edwards, what he showed last year, especially in the Ohio State game and in the TCU matchup, both looked fantastic. Then you have UNLV coming to town. That's a win. There's not going to be much issue with that game either. I think that you get a pretty easy dub. UNLV has struggled as a program for the past decade or so, really has had a hard time getting off their feet, and I think has a lot of work to do before they're able to really get going. Then you have Bowling Green. This is another dub in the column. This is not going to be a very hard topic to go over. I think Michigan just in the trenches, in both the defense and the offensive trenches, is just a superior team. I think that this team has a lot to prove after the devastating loss against TCU. And that's what I mean by a lot to prove, is that they want to come out here. And in a year in which you have a new quarterback at Ohio State, a new quarterback at Alabama, a new quarterback at Georgia, you have teams that are going to need a lot of work. So get a win there. Then you have Rutgers coming to town. This is another dub in their schedule. I like Greg Schiano, and I like the fact of what he's done with Rutgers. And to be honest, Jim Harbaugh has struggled against Rutgers from time to time before the turnaround these past two seasons. But overall, Michigan shouldn't have too many issues. I think that this should be a pretty easy matchup. I think in the trenches and stuff like that, I go back to this trenches part. Michigan is so much more physical and so much much more physically dominant compared to a lot of their other replacements. And when your entire offensive line is literally all seniors slash grad transfers, slash graduates, like a redshirt senior. So you're looking at a very experienced group. And even the defensive line has some experienced players on there as well. Then you head to your first road test of the season, and that is in Memorial Stadium. That is Nebraska's Memorial Stadium. I think that you should be able to get a pretty good game here. I think that you're in for a little bit of a test here. I think that Matt Rhule is not going to give away this game pretty easily. But at the same time, I don't think Nebraska is going to give up too much of a challenge. I think that Jeff Sims, the new quarterback for Nebraska, I don't think he's as bad as some people think he is. Some people don't like Nebraska with that factor, but I think overall, I think they're in a good spot in order to get the win there. And I think that they should be able to really improve and get the dub there. Then you have another road game, and this is probably the third most interesting road game of the season, in my opinion. I think Minnesota, I like the way the new quarterback played, and I'm sorry, but I'm not even going to try to pronounce that name. Sorry, I'm just not even going to try because his name is really hard. And if you want to really look up a new Minnesota quarterback's name, you can. It's some sort of Greek name. Sorry, but I don't know how. But I do like PJ Fleck. I like what he's done with the program. I think it is in a decent direction, but I think that they're just not much better than mediocre, and they really haven't gotten past that since that big-time win in Minnesota against Penn State, like 4 or 5 years ago. They really just haven't improved past the point where they need to, and I think that that kind of continues. I think Michigan gets the dub there. Then Michigan plays Indiana. Probably going to be a closer matchup because Indiana always seems to play Michigan close, but always seems to lose in the end. I think Michigan gets the dub here. I don't think they have much issue. I think they get the win. Then you head to Sparty to play the Spartans. And here's the thing. Mel Tucker has basically decided that he's going to be a bad coach. And I don't think that, I really shouldn't say that he's decided to be a bad coach, but I think that when you don't have Kenneth Walker anymore, it makes you look a little bit worse. And I think that even though Jim Harbaugh has struggled with Michigan State over the years, I don't see it. I think that Michigan is in too good of a position. I think they get the dub here. I think Mel Tucker is very possibly fired after this season, if not on the hot seat, though I don't know how the contract works. I know he got a massive extension. And I know for Jim Harbaugh's contract, it's like $80 million payout this year. It's $92 million, and then it's $85 million. Like, I don't know what the buyout is for Mel Tucker, so maybe they're stuck with him for a little while because I know they gave him like a 10-year, $90 million contract. But either way, I don't think Michigan fans care about Mel Tucker that much. Then you welcome Purdue with their new head coach to the building. This is a new team, new identity, new quarterback, new coach, new system. And that's too much newness for me. Going to give the W there to the Wolverines. I think that Purdue is overall in a pretty decent spot. I think that with the new coach, I think that you have a potential to be able to improve this team. And I do like being able to hire Ryan Walters. I do like the hiring. I think he did. I think Walters did a great job, but at both stops with Missouri and with Illinois. So I think that it definitely is a good job by taking him. But I do think that overall it is going to be a little bit more difficult in order to get that program really going to where you want it to be. Then you have a road game against Penn State, and this is where I find it really interesting. Michigan's last three games are 10, like the first 9 weeks of that schedule is a piece of cake. There's no issues. There really shouldn't be. If there is issues, then there are massive issues, especially expectation-wise, because I think a lot of Michigan fans fairly think that this team is going to go 12-0 or at a minimum 11-1. And if you are, you're going to have absolutely no issues on the front end of that schedule. But the back end, at Penn State, at Maryland, Ohio State, those are three extremely tough games. And if you caught Penn State earlier on in the season with a new quarterback and Drew Allard, I think that you're in a better spot. But with Drew Allard having a lot more experience, a lot of people like him, it's hard. It's a hard place to go into a wideout environment, which is, I think, what will happen, because I think Penn State will be a solid team this year. Not that 12-0, 11-1 level that some Penn State fans insanely think that they can get to, but I think they get the win. I think Michigan loses this game. It's a tough environment to go win. And I think, to be honest, I don't know if it's you lose to specifically Penn State, but I think it's very likely. I'd put it at about a 60 to 65% shot that you lose one of these three games. And I personally really like Maryland as well. Tulia Tagovailoa and Mike Loxby have done a fantastic job at turning around Maryland into a 8-9 win program year in and year out. And I think with Tulia coming back for that fifth year, I think that it puts them in a good position to maybe make a run and get maybe 10 wins this season. Maybe get that 10th win, make it a double digit, get that contract extension for Mike Loxby. I think that it's possible. But I think overall, I think that you win, I think that you lose this game. I think it's going to be a tough environment, a tough place to play. And I think with being later on the season, I think that helps Allard overall. Then you have a road game against Maryland. Like I said earlier, I'm going to give you a win here. I don't think that you lose back-to-back weeks. I think that this game, you will be so incredibly focused and have no chance at losing whatsoever. Then you have Ohio State. So let's finish it out here by saying this. Previously, if you go back and watch my videos from 2018, 2019, or really 2019 was when I started doing these previews, Ohio State, I said back then, Jim Harbaugh had to prove it to me that he could beat Ohio State before I picked Michigan. He beat Ohio State. He beat them twice now. Now it's Ryan Day's turn. Can you beat Michigan? You have to show me that you can beat Michigan before I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. So I have Michigan finishing out the season 11-1. I think that that is obviously a good season, and you'll have to wait and see. Check out the Penn State and Ohio State previews to see whether I have them winning the Big Ten West. Obviously, you know that I don't have Ohio State winning the Big Ten West with the loss to Michigan, but that's going to wrap up today's video. And make sure you hit the two videos down below, hit the subscribe button up here, and as always, have a great day. Bye, guys.